Hello and welcome to. Oh wait.
Yeah, you're on.
I know. I didn't press go on teal. Hello and welcome to Sunglasses After Classes on 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are here with DJ Rybands and the Aviator, tuning in for another fun episode of our show, where we will again play some good music, some random junk.
Speaking of fun. Your socks, I don't know when you can see them. Those are some fun socks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I must admit, as you have them, your shoes are off and your feet are up.
Yes.
And I'm actually about to do the same.
Yes, please tell me if they smell a little bit. Also, do you like how I coordinated my sock color with my shirt color?
That?
Mm-hmm. Stepping up my game a little bit.
Are you trying to impress someone? Maybe a particular professor that you might have on Thursdays?
Well, that certain professor I do not take my shoes off for. But
well, I mean, you can
sometimes
like,
I, you know, roll my jeans up a little bit, see if he notices. Yeah.
What was I doing?
I was Christmas shopping with my mom, just before Christmas, looking for something for my sister. And, there was this 7-pack of socks like this. Some of them were like American flag or red, white, and blue and, different things. And it was like a $7 pack. So I was like, dollar per, fun sock or whatever I'm trying to say. And I was like,
prepare,
absolutely,
dollar
prepare. And so now I have 7 of these bad boys, and I mix them in every once in a while. And they're nice and soft and comfortable. So, yeah, if you're interested, maybe if I draw you for Secret Santa this time around.
I might have
an idea for you. Maybe. We'll see.
Although then we'd be matching socks, and that would just be confusing for everyone.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, people identify us by our ankles. Yeah. So if
ankles
they,
are important.
Ankles are important, yeah. You are a big proponent of that.
The most important body part when you're looking for a potential mate.
True. True.
Second most important being? Ryan, maybe? No?
Face.
No.
Chin.
Elbows.
Elbows? Yeah. Why is that?
You can tell how old a woman is based off her elbows.
Oh, really?
Because, like, in every... Like, if you have wrinkles on your face, you can sort of hide it with concealer or, like, you know, maybe get, like,
makeup,
Botox or something.
Anything,
yeah. You sort of hide it. But on your elbows, like, you can see the wrinkles. And so that's just not really an area that you can hide or cover up, and you can definitely tell.
Interesting. Well, how old am I?
Young.
Young?
Like, you can generally...
Young, that's the best. What is this? Within a plus or minus 5 years? Plus or minus 10 years?
Well, I mean, you could tell you're in your 20s. Like, once you start getting into your upper 20s and into your 30s, you get a little bit of wrinkles. And then as you get older, like, it just gets... Okay. It's not really a specific... Like, it can't be like, oh, you are 21 years, 5 days, 3 months. It's more like, oh, hey, you're probably, like...
So it's not like counting tree 20s. Rings.
It's not. Yeah. It's more of like a... Carbon dating.
Okay.
You get
carbon dating is exact. What are you talking about?
Get a feel for it. Well, no, there's margins of error, and it's like,
okay.
Oh, this rock is about 3,000 years old. Da, 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 da. You know, like this dinosaur is from somewhere between 50 million years old and 100 million years old. Mm. Probably not that much, but
somewhere around there.
It's more of a spread.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, maybe we should start a new segment on the show called Random Facts with Brandon. Or random ways to identify age with Brandon.
I mean, that's really... There's really just one way.
Well, you said that, too.
At least that I know of. Well, ankles don't age. Ankles predict future growth.
Mm. Future growth. Nice. Yeah, so we'll get back to you with maybe some more facts about body parts. We can chat about some other things, see what happened. I played a lot of golf over the weekend, if you want to talk about that.
You did, yeah. How'd that go? Where was the? Was it in Annapolis or?
No. We went north. We played at Yale and then at Rhode Island.
Brown or just Rhode Island?
No, University of Rhode Island. Yeah, with various schools at each, but both tournaments were north. A little bit colder, a little bit rainier, a lot of rain.
Looks like a crummy weekend, except with exception of Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday was nice. Saturday was also very windy. But I played in short sleeves for most of the day, which was the first time really all year. And now, unfortunately, you know, we're back to rain, and I think there's no more snow coming for the rest of the year, so that's a big plus. But yeah, maybe we can talk some more about golf later. I think I might as well hop into our first song. What do we have lined up here?
You Will Never Walk Alone by Jerry and the Peacemakers.
Okay, perfect.
You walk through a storm, hold your hand. the end of a storm. There's a golden sky and the sweet silver song.
You. us here, you've got to finish. You won't make your mind up. You won't make your mind up for me. Hang out of your window. Shout it down to the people below. Everyone will hear you. They are going to hear you. Keep banging on, banging on your door. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on, banging on your door, and they will hear you. Oh, 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 oh. Keep banging on, banging on your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on, banging on your drum, and they will hear you. Keep banging on, banging on your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. And,
Yes, we have a quiz, actually, and this is going to be an internal quiz, unless somebody wants to call in. Normally, we do not get very political on this show at all, but...
Political?
Well, these questions will be a little bit political, not opinion-based, but they are related to current events. We found a news quiz from the New York Times called Weekly News Quiz for Students, a tell-all memoir about airstrikes and Zuckerberg testimony. Two of the things that it's going to talk about. It's basically a... oftentimes when I'm at school, I feel very isolated from the world around me. I don't pay very much attention to the news that's happening. And Brandon, or the aviator, was just telling me that he does have to read a lot of current events for some of his classes. What class is that?
Well, financial theory.
Okay.
So I've been more in the Wall Street Journal.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Which is a little bit higher, a little bit more educated.
Oh, yeah.
At a little bit of a higher level, higher percentage of Pulitzer.
Okay.
Award winners there than the New York Times, which is...
It's a very confident statement there.
They do have more Pulitzers.
Okay.
That's sort of... It's hard to argue.
Okay. Well, whatever. We can still test how much you're paying attention to the world around you right
now.
We'll
see.
And I believe
I've been slacking a little bit.
I believe this is a 10-question quiz. It's looking like it's talking about Trump. It's talking about Syria, a very hot topic right now, and some other stuff. So you want to just get right into it?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now these are. It shares a quick statement with a blank, but then the blank is not. It's multiple choice, but they're also statements. I'll explain. You'll
okay.
see.
Well, just give me the question. I should be able to.
All right. So, the former FBI director James B. Comey staged an intensely personal attack against President Trump on April 15th, saying in an interview with ABC News all of the following except that Mr. Trump's hands are average sized, that his skin is orange, and that he seemed shorter than Mr. Comey had imagined he would be. Sound true to you, or false? I'll just keep reading.
Wait,
tell me
that,
which one.
Is that apparently, it's a true or false question?
Apparently three of these are true and one of them is false. So that Mr. Trump is an untruthful slime ball. That Trump struck him as a person of above average intelligence. And that Trump was a serial liar who is morally unfit to be president. So which one of those did he not say?
Oh, wait, that was four?
That was four, yeah. Apparently.
So small hands. Slimy whatever.
Untruthful slime ball.
Untruthful slime ball.
That his hands are average size and that his skin is orange.
I really hope it's... I honestly have no clue, but I really hope it's the hands thing. I hope that's the false.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know if we're going to get immediate feedback. No, that was not true. He said all the following except that Mr. Trump is an untruthful slime ball. In fact, it was Mr. Trump who called Comey an untruthful slimeball on Twitter, of course. He'd see Comey, who last year was fired by Trump, is on a publicity tour for his tell-all memoir cautioning against calls for impeachment. He said that the American public was blah, 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 blah. They're arguing a lot. Let's just summarize it with that.
So really, that's not that big of a news, but he's just
They're just taking shots at each other.
So really, he's just trying to draw publicity for his book.
Exactly.
That's not news.
Yeah.
That explains why I hadn't heard about it.
Oh my God, don't give me that. All right. Question two. This is a good one. The Defense Department officials said April 14th that American-led strikes against Syria had taken out the heart of President Bashar al-Assad's blank. Air Force, Chemical Weapons Program, Military Operations, or Bukabarat, as the security forces are called.
I would say chemical weapons.
Yeah, I believe it is chemical weapons. Yeah. Defense officials acknowledge that the Syrian government most likely retained some ability to again attack its people with chemical agents. Warplanes and ships from the U.S., Britain, and France launched more than 100 missiles at three chemical weapons storage and research facilities near Damascus and Homs, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, they're attacking chemical weapons. And that's the main problem that America has with Syria right now, supposedly. I'm sure there's other things. Question number three. Mark Zuckerberg, the chief executive of Facebook, faced 2 days of grilling from lawmakers on Capitol Hill about the company's blank. Handling of user information, monopoly practices, newsfeed algorithm, sexual harassment policies.
Wait, there's three truths and one lie here?
No. This is now, we're down to just one truth. This is multiple choice.
Handling of users' data, monopoly practices,
mm-hmm.
sexual harassment.
Yes, and newsfeed algorithm.
I would definitely say handling of users' data.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yep. It's true.
Although they are currently in Europe dealing with major problems because they're apparently a monopoly, even though they have several competitors that overlap with their market.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's really interesting, but not in the United States, because the United States, like, we have Twitter and Instagram, which I guess is also Facebook, and Snapchat, and Google, so...
Okay, we're going to skip number four because I don't really care.
What's it about?
It's about Paul Ryan.
He is not going to seek re-election.
Yes. Well, okay. Paul Ryan's announcement on April 11th that he would not seek re-election blindsided Republicans. Ryan, the blank and a star of the party, said he was retiring at 48, sending an undeniable blah, blah, blah.
Well, he's the current Speaker of the House.
What is he currently?
Yeah, Speaker of the House.
Okay. Nice. All right. The crash, number five, the crash of a military transport plane that killed 257 people on April 11th was blank's deadliest ever. So this is a country. So which country had a military plane crash?
Let's see. I remember, I believe it was Egypt. I believe it was a Russian-made plane, though.
Okay, well, we have Algeria, Equatorial Guinea, Malaysia, or Turkmenistan.
Ooh, I would say Algeria.
Okay. I have no clue. It is Algeria.
I think it crashed in Egypt then.
Yeah, it's a Russian-built plane carrying soldiers and civilians slammed into a field moments after it took off from Boufarik military base, 15 miles southwest of the capital, Algiers. Plane exploded, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it doesn't mention anything about Egypt.
Well,
it's okay.
Well, it didn't say... Oh, did it say the crash was in?
It was still in Algeria.
Well, I don't know why I was thinking Egypt.
Algeria, Egypt? Kind of sounds the same.
They border each other, so... No, they don't. They're one state over. Well, country.
Okay.
Algeria, by the way, is a huge country. They're top 10 in terms of population.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Next question. Last week, Senator Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat from Illinois, became the first U.S. senator to blank while in office. Give birth, own a major league sports team, publish a memoir, or travel to Iran.
Well, it's not Iran, because I know that John Kerry did it. I don't know about memoir.
That doesn't seem very unique.
I would say, definitely I don't know, but I would say give birth.
Okay.
Milan office.
Yep, who's gave birth. Mrs. Duckworth, who gave birth to a daughter on April 9th, said she and her husband and their other daughter couldn't be happier to welcome little Malay Pearl as the newest addition to their family. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Okay, this is a good one. Not really a good one, just a quick one. All right. Two black men walked into a blank in downtown Philadelphia on April 12th and sat down. Officials said that they had asked to use the restroom, but because they had not bought anything, an employee refused the request. They were eventually asked to leave, and when they declined, an employee called the police. Some of what happened next was recorded on a video that has been viewed more than 8 million times on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. So where did this occur?
A Starbucks.
Yes, Starbucks.
I, by the way, have since misspoke. Algeria is the 34th biggest country. I was thinking of Nigeria, which is the 7th biggest country.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll make this the last question. The federal government's annual blank is set to widen significantly in the next few years.
Deficit.
And is expected to top $1 trillion in 2020.
Deficit. It's currently at $800 billion,
mm-hmm.
In case you're interested.
Yes, the national debt, which has exceeded $21 trillion, will soar to more than $33 trillion in 2028, according to the budget office. By then, debt held by the public will almost match the size of the nation's economy, reaching 96% of GDP, a higher level than any point since just after World War II, and well past the level that economists say could court a crisis. That's no good.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
The budget is... It's really interesting, because right now we have... Whether you like it or not, there are really two major stances on, you know, spending and budgeting. Right now you have one party which is more interested in spending more and another party which is most interested in getting less income or less tax revenue. So it really they don't help each other.
Yeah.
You're going in opposite directions in each of them.
All right, well that was the end of our quiz. This is an interesting one. You did pretty well.
Yeah. I also read more about finance stuff, so obviously, yeah. Like I knew the I know the Fed's raising rates, which is big in the news.
You know all about that
deficit. Talk to me about mergers. The Fox Disney.
Did they really?
Well, they're in talks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
it's in response. Fox wanted to buy Sky News, and Sky News is an English broadcasting company.
Wait, so you're saying Fox is buying
Fox Disney? Fox wanted to buy Sky News, and then Disney offered to buy Fox.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't expect Disney to get bought by somebody. They've got too much.
They do have too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you talk about the fact that they have ESPN.
ABC.
ABC.
Marvel. They've
got huge markets, yeah.
Star Wars. Oh, shoot.
I'm raking in the money. You just press the dumb button.
I don't know what I pressed.
No, you didn't press it. All right, I say we hop back into a song and then come back, talk about something else, see what happens. Do you have a song lined up? Or
I have a bunch of... I'm looking at this playlist called Throwback Thursdays. How do you feel about Just a Dream by Nelly?
Okay. I could get behind that.
Oh, what about Your Love Is My Drug? Some Kesha.
Okay. Kesha, what else do we have?
Break Your Heart, Tyler Cruz.
I want something a little bit more mellow.
Break Even, the script.
Maybe not that mellow.
Okay. Hey Soul Sister by Train.
I could get behind that, actually.
Okay. What You Say, Jason Derulo. What you say?
That you've only been.
Live Like We're Dying.
Ooh, yeah, do that one actually.
All right,
I like that one.
Up next, Live Like We're Dying by Chris Allen.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you fall down, can't get back
it's not too late. I'm hungry for the food that won't come, and we could make a feast from these crumbs. And we're all staring down the barrel of our guns. So if your life lies before you, what would you wish you would have done? Yeah, we gotta stop looking at the hands of the time we've been given it.
Oh,
Hello and welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, 10842. What's our zip code? I always forget that.
Yeah, 10842.
Or is it 18042?
18042.
Yeah.
Because it's 180, which is like, if you spin all the way around, and then 42, the
Jackie
answer
Robinson's
to...
Robinson's number?
No, the answer to everything in the meaning of life.
Oh.
From Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, Ryan, you quizzed me last time.
Yeah. You want to return the favor?
I quizzed for you. And also, if there is a caller who would like to call in, you can call in at 610-330-5316. And that number would also be in any mutual group messaging apps that we
yes,
have.
Yes, very available.
Yeah, so no excuse not to call if you want to. But right now, this quiz is inspired by, there is a certain lunch lady at Marquis who is currently studying for her citizenship test.
Okay.
And
sandwich lady.
Yeah, she is. She's mm-hmm. She makes the sandwiches.
Okay.
I think she's either Russian or Ukrainian or something like that.
Okay.
And she wants to become a citizen, so she's been studying. I don't know if she's taken it or passed at all, but...
Hoping for the best if she has not taken it yet.
Yeah. Wish her the best of luck.
But are you going to test my...
I said I'm going to test your knowledge.
Okay.
Generally, you have to get at least 14, I think, on a 20-point test.
Okay.
So that's about 70%.
Okay.
This is a 30 question test, so I don't let's do the math. What you need.
21.
You need 21, so you can miss 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna make sure because
don't worry, it's right.
Actually you only need 20, but 21.
Okay.
Fair enough. So I'm gonna start you out. This is timed. You have 8 minutes
okay.
to complete this. I will type them in.
What are they one-word answers, or what are they?
So it depends. Some, okay. some of them, they vary. So, how many years is in a president's term?
Four years.
Good job.
Thank you.
How many original colonies were there?
13.
Good job. Who said, give me liberty, give me death?
Oh, my God. I don't want to say the wrong one.
Would you like to pass?
Phone friend? No. Yes, I will pass, actually. Okay. We'll come back to that one.
In what month did we vote for the president?
That would be October.
That is incorrect, Ryan.
November.
Well, you already got it wrong.
But okay.
It is November.
Okay.
I wanted to see if it would make it wrong, but it didn't.
Oh, okay.
Put that in. How many Supreme Court justices are there?
Currently? Now it changes over time.
So, it can't.
This doesn't seem
changed.
Like a very
it hasn't
fair...
changed in about 50 years.
Okay, 9.
You are correct. What is the national anthem of the United States? Oh, come on.
Okay. National anthem. Oh, sir, can you see? But I don't think that... Oh, Star Spangled Banner. I'm sorry.
Did you see me typing it?
No, I honestly
didn't. Okay, okay. Who is the Commander-in-Chief?
The President.
You, by the way, have 5.
Mm-hmm.
What is the official motto?
Of the U.S.?
Yeah.
In God we trust. No, it's not that. It's freedom and liberty for all, maybe. Do you know that?
It's in God we trust.
No, okay.
I was thinking e pluribus unum, which is out of many one, which is, I guess that's down here later.
We'll give me a half point for that for guessing too.
Okay, 5.5. How many years does the U.S. Senator serve for?
6.
Correct, you have 6.5. Who is, wait, right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 6.5. Who is our current vice president?
Oh my God, what am I doing? What the heck is his name? Just skip that. I'll get that one in a couple minutes.
Okay, this is a bit old. How many stars are on the flag?
50.
Who is our current president?
Donald J. Trump.
Okay. What are the colors of our flag?
Red, white, and blue.
How many senators are there in Congress?
100.
How many senators per state?
2.
How many years is a representative elected for?
Of what? Congress?
Like, Congress representative.
I thought they were 6 as well.
And that is also wrong. That is actually 2 years.
Okay.
How many amendments are there?
What is it? It's 20. I think 27.
It is 27. Good job. Who was president during the Civil War? American Civil War.
Well, toughy because he was assassinated in the middle. But I will go with Thomas Jefferson. No, I'm sorry. Abraham Lincoln. I don't know why I said that. That just kind of popped out.
Who is the executive head of a state government cult?
The governor.
My keyboard has appeared to have gone down. Whoa. Okay. I don't know what's going on. What year was the Constitution created slash written?
1776.
No.
That's the Declaration of Independence. So then 1783, I think. I'm not sure about that.
Boy.
It could be.
There it is.
Yeah.
1787.
Okay.
What is the introduction to the Constitution called?
The preamble.
Are you looking at the?
No.
Okay.
No, I was about to say we the people. Because those are the first words, but then you said the first.
Okay. Section. Where does the president live?
The White House in Washington, D.C.
What branch of the government makes the law?
The legislative. Wait, yeah, legislative.
What branches of the government interprets the law?
And that would be. Yeah, the judicial. I was debating that one.
And what branch of the government enforces the law?
The executive.
And when is Independence Day?
July 4th.
What is the minimum voting age?
18.
And what is the unofficial motto? It says Latin. This is what I was thinking was
That's probably your E pluribus unum, yeah.
But I have no clue what else it could be.
That didn't work.
Kernon.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm probably spelling it wrong. Would you like to go back up to who said give me liberty or give me death?
I would like to just point out that I did pass the test, right? Before I start guessing these ones.
Let's see. I'm gonna pause. This got really slow all of a sudden. Okay, I can't. Come on. Can you go back?
Give me liberty or give me death.
You've gotten 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, so
5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Did you get governor?
Yeah.
Okay. Who has the power to declare war?
The president.
Wrong. Congress.
Oh, okay.
Didn't get. You said 1783, and I've lost count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Why'd you fill in the ones that I got wrong?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Okay.
So you passed.
I passed. All right. Now, give me liberty and give me death. I'm almost positive was said by the traitor.
No.
No.
You're thinking of...
You know that guy? You know what I'm trying
Benedict
to...
Arnold.
Yeah, Benedict Arnold. But that's not him?
It's not him.
Okay.
Right state, though.
Okay.
Or but colony, I should say.
Doesn't help me out. Then
he was in the Virginia Shoot, what do they call it? State Parliament?
I don't know. Maybe it was Thomas Jefferson. I'm not sure.
Okay, you are wrong again. Okay. It was Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry. Okay. What else did I leave blank? I left the vice president blank. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you think you can name him?
I thought it would come to me faster than this.
Ooh, it was E Puberis Unum. We've ran out of time, by the way.
Okay. Well, let me... I don't want to peek at the answer. Because this is really bad. I mean, Joe Biden was the previous vice president.
You actually can't peek at the answer because this is old. It's saying... Or you can't.
It says Joe Biden.
It says Joe Biden.
Okay.
So, he's currently not. He's a governor, former governor of Indiana.
Crap. That's not going to help me. Random facts about him aren't going to help me. I just need to remember his stinking name.
Jeez, the average score on this is 50%.
Wow, that's low. Sad. A lot of these questions are pretty easy. I would like to thank, first of all, Mr. William Gay, my high school...
Can you say that on the air?
Yeah, that was his last name.
Okay.
It's G-A-A. Mr. William Gay, he was my high school U.S. history and government teacher. He has since retired from good old Notre Dame Junior Senior High School. He is now... probably running a lot because he's their cross-country coach and just enjoying time with his grandkids. Shout out. I know he is not listening at all, but he was a good man. I liked him. And that was me stalling. I cannot remember his name. Can you please just tell me? No, actually, I'll figure it out by the end of the show. We're going to hold off on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. In my senior year of high school, we took a government class. And the teacher that teaches it every year, he'll give his students at the beginning of the year a citizenship test.
Okay.
And then you write down however many you get right, and like obviously it's the same rules. You need 14 to pass and out of 20, and every year usually there's like two, maybe three people who pass the test. When my class took it, we had I think like 25.
Really?
And I just thought it was funny because like my class was like the smartest class, like out of any of the other classes in high school. Like, if you compare GPAs or test scores or anything, or like amount of people in AP classes or amount of people passing AP classes. Mm-hmm. So it's just hilarious to see like most years, like, oh, usually we get like two people. Like some years I haven't gotten any of the pass, and it was like, oh, hey, more than half of this class has passed the seemingly impossible test. And we're like, so after that, we're like, why are people so stupid?
It's pretty hard not, like, there were some pretty easy questions on there.
Yeah. Like, I could see how that could be tough for someone who wasn't from America.
Yeah.
Or, like, an immigrant, like, having to study and learn. And I can see why that would be something that they'd have you learn.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like if you live here, you really should be able to do fairly well on that. Like, 50%, that's too low.
Yeah. I mean, if you went to high school, like, you of course should know the judicial, legislative, and executive branches and know what they do. That's not hard.
You should know when Independence Day is.
Yes. You should know the current president. You should know the number of colonies. You should know the colors of the flag. What else is on there? I mean, of course.
How many stars are on the flag?
Yeah. Like,
why are there however many stars on the flag as there are?
That's because 50 presidents, right?
You know, I don't think. Let's see. We're in 45. No, we're not. What are we on? I know Reagan was 40. So we've been Reagan, I think H. Bush, 41.
Obama's definitely 44.
See? Reagan was... Oh, okay, yeah, 46.
What 40. About the number of stripes represents the colonies?
Original 13 colonies.
What is it? The red and the white have significance, too. I think the blood is for, like, the blood... Or the red is for the blood spilled during the Revolution. I don't know what the white is.
What about our national bird?
I know the eagle.
Yeah, bald eagle.
That should have been on there.
I mean, that's just a sample. Because they mix up the questions, so you have to learn like a bunch, and you get 20.
Yeah.
How many Congress people are there? Or how many senators are there in Congress?
Yeah, that one you should. Two for every state. Do you know how many seats are in the the House of Representatives?
435.
435. I thought it was 5.
No, that's Congress people.
Oh, that's totally, yeah. And I'm pretty sure 435 is actually the limit, because they redistribute every year, but there's literally only 435 seats in the building. If it is 435.
It is 435.
Okay, yeah.
It's 535 total.
I think
so. That's with senators.
I think it ends up being 537 because Puerto Rico gets seats. Or no, DC gets seats. That's what it is. DC gets two representatives that are kind of like their congressmen. It's something like that. Can we look that up?
I think they're only in the... No, they don't.
Can we look up seats in Congress?
They just have their own governor.
There's definitely two extra people. I just forget where they come from.
Well, that's the pro tem and the pro temp and the... There's 537 voting members. One of those is the Speaker of the House, and the other is the pro tem in the Senate.
Okay.
So they're not an elected official by the people. They're indirectly elected or appointed. So they can vote, but they're not a official seat.
What is his name?
Which is why you're getting the... Well, there's 435 voting members, but as I said, the Speaker of the House and the pro tem can vote. So.
Oh, my God. We're just too focused on trying to remember.
There are 6 non-voting members representing Puerto Rico, American Samoa, Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Washington, D.C.
Okay.
So they have...
So
a representative, but they do not vote.
Okay. And what was the other thing I wanted to ask you? I don't remember now. But yeah, I feel like that test is reasonable.
Yeah. One of the other questions I got is, do you know who the House Majority Whip or not House Majority Leader is?
That is a tough one. I do not.
He's from Tennessee.
So you're not going to... Just no, naming the states does not help.
He's this dashing lad right here.
Mitch McConnell. Okay. What was... Oh,
he's the Senate majority. Wait, then who's the... Shoot. I don't know anything.
In your gov class...
You're the minority leader. Senate, you're in the Senate too.
What did you have to know for your gov class? Like, there were 4 things that we had to know. You know, 4. We had to, on our like final, we had to name all the states, easy, and capitals. Pretty much everybody does that. But then we also had to know the presidents and their parties that they were a part of.
Well, and we just took the, for mine, we took the AP test. We didn't have a final.
And we also had to know the amendments to the Constitution.
Yeah, I had all those memorized at some point.
Yeah, I don't remember them anymore.
I could do most of them, but maybe about half.
This thing.
If it was matching, I could kill it. But
I used to have, you know, memory palaces.
Yeah,
we heard that concept from Sherlock. I used that actually to memorize the amendments. I would like walk through my house and I would see things.
Yeah, it's actually not. It didn't originate from Sherlock. It was actually an ancient Roman technique. It wasn't even a palace. It was a journey. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to picture yourself walking along a path that you know. And then you go and like at each stop, like there's a thing and you can associate it with that thing.
Triggers your memory.
Yeah. Because that's the big thing that people say is like your brain doesn't have a problem with capacity. It has a problem with retrieval.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So you can memorize everything, but it's a matter of retrieving that.
Kind of like how I can't remember who the vice president is right now. I will get it. I think I might need a song to trigger my memory. Can we think of anything America-themed? I think. No, I can't.
Party in the USA.
Yeah, play me Party in the USA.
Okay. We're going to play Party in the USA, and if you can't get it by the end of Party in the USA...
Oh, okay.
Then you failed.
Then we'll just end the show abruptly. Oh, Miley.
All right. Now we're going to be playing Party in der USA.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, XX. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood. up in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drum my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes, where Ryan is struggling with a U.S. civics test, and this internet is being very slow. So, the last question that Ryan was stuck on was, who is the Vice President of the United States currently?
Yes, and I am still stuck, and I'm very embarrassed right now.
Yeah, so.
Just tell me the letter.
You want his first name?
No, I wanted just the first letter of his last name.
P. No, it is not Chupetri.
No. Okay, give me his first name. His first name, I said.
His whole first name?
Oh, okay, fine.
Do you want his whole first name?
Yeah.
Mike.
Pence, okay. Oh, well. Regardless, I passed the citizenship test.
You did pass.
Yeah, I might have to delete.
By the grit you had.
No, I did not. I got 22. That was flying colors, as far as I'm concerned.
And you didn't really, I mean, yeah, we'll see how we, giving you the motto, in God we trust. I mean, yeah, okay. I think that's the first thing you said.
Yeah, it was the first thing you said.
All right. It was tight. Got there.
Yeah, I did.
Ryan, you've earned the privilege to be a U.S. citizen.
Oh, thanks.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
USA number one.
King of the cast. I might have to go back and delete this radio show now simply to protect my integrity for not knowing the Vice President of the United States.
Well, at least you passed. I think if you failed, you would have had
to. Oh, then I would have had to absolutely delete it, yeah.
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 Oh, well. All right, so up next... more on our American theme.
Oh, okay.
Baseball started recently last week.
Yes.
So, in I don't know if you watched any games last night, but the Indians were playing the Twins in Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. made it to 16 innings. Mm-hmm. I started watching the game. I watched, like, from the 12th to, like, the 14th. And I saw Edwin Encarnacion hit a walk-off home run in the top of the 14th. And I was like, all right, I'll go to bed now. So apparently the Twins then tied it up that inning and then won it in the 16th.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Encarnacion plays for the Indians now?
He's been with the Indians for 3 or 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't actually played fantasy baseball now in probably 3 years. And obviously he was always a staple of the Blue Jays. And he was usually on my team. But since I came to college. I really haven't followed as much baseball. But go ahead, let's hear this quiz. Let's see what you have.
So this is rules. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of, some of these are going to be really easy. Some of these are going to be a lot more difficult. So it's just sort of general rules in baseball.
Okay. I'm ready.
So as I said, some of these are pretty obvious. Some of these you might be stumped a little bit. We'll see.
Okay.
So you're going to get a scenario. So the first one is, batter is hit by a pitch, mm-hmm. but did not make an effort to get out of the way.
Called ball. He is not awarded first base. That is almost never called, but it does exist. I don't know what you're actually supposed to type for that. But
I have no clue. I think I'm just going to say give up.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
All right, so just don't look.
Was I right, though?
You were not. It is called a strike.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So what is it called when the home team scores the winning run in the ninth inning or later?
Like the bottom of the ninth, right?
Yes.
Yeah, then it's a walk-off.
You're correct. My memory. What happens if a fielder drops the ball?
Error.
There you go. So 2 for 3 so far. The batter swings and hits the catcher.
Catcher's interference. I'm pretty sure the batter gets first base.
It just says catcher's interference.
Okay.
So we can look at what happens. Ball hits the foul pole. This actually happened last night when I was watching the Indians game. Edwin Encarnacion dinged one, hit the foul pole.
Okay. It's a home run.
I sort of gave it to you there.
I knew it was anyway.
Batter hits a single, this is again verbiage, batter hits a single, double, triple, and home run in the same game.
He hits for the cycle.
Yeah, correct. Batter is hit by a pitch.
That's it. He gets first base.
Or walk.
Yeah.
Pitcher throws 4 balls at a single at bat.
That is a walk.
Good job. A ball is hit in play but bounces over the fence.
Ground rule double.
Now here's where they start getting a little more tricky.
Okay.
A ball hits a base runner before a fielder.
That runner is out.
Correct. I would not have gotten that one. A pitcher steps towards home but throws to first base to pick off a runner.
That would be a balk. He made a forward movement towards the plate, and all runners advance 1 base.
All right. Now this one is also going to be really tough. A batter swings and misses 3 times in a single at-bat.
Mm-hmm. Strikeout.
Correct.
Okay. He does not have to swing and miss 3 times, though.
He can hit it sometimes.
It could be foul. It could be called. He doesn't have to swing at all. He could still strike out.
But if a batter swings and misses 3 times,
yes,
he has struck out.
Yes.
So. I also have another one, which is...
that was it?
Yeah, that was all I had. But I have another one, which is... can you name the first answer you think of for each baseball category?
Okay.
So.
Well, of course I can name the first answer I think of.
But it has to be like an actual thing.
Okay.
Some of these are obviously more difficult than others. All right?
Okay.
So the first one is defensive positions.
Catcher. It was just like family.
Good job. You made it.
Okay.
Hitters over 400 in the 20th century.
None.
That's wrong. Sorry. Okay. Do you want me to? I can skip that one.
Yeah, just skip that one.
All right. AL American League East team names.
Yankees.
Season 50 plus home runs since 2005.
Barry Bonds.
No.
Okay. Apparently. Then Alex Rodriguez.
He was on there. 4,000 strikeout pitchers.
Randy. What is his last name?
Johnson.
Randy Johnson, yeah.
Home run derby winners from 2000 to 2009.
Robinson Cano.
Can you spell his last name?
C-A-N-O.
No.
Albert Pujols.
I can't spell this. Let's say he won.
P-U-J-O-L-S. Also not it? Okay, then we would like to try David Ortiz.
No.
Really? Okay, how about Vladimir Guerrero? G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O.
I remember he was on my backyard baseball team. He hit dingers. Okay. We're going to skip that one.
Okay.
1990s World Series MVPs.
Mickey Mantle.
It only does it
to 1990s. I'm sorry. I was thinking 1900s. Go with Derek Jeter.
And why does it nearly always choose to do so in exactly the same place?
Okay. Then
it must be very important.
Oh my god. The Yankees won in 99, I think. Maybe 98 before that. I don't know who won. Go put Rivera.
He was on there.
Okay.
Mariano Rivera. National League West Stadiums.
Let me think. So NL West would be, for instance, San Francisco, which they play. What is their stadium called? I don't know. I'm gonna pass on that one.
All right.
Actually, put Dodger Field. I think it's actually called Dodger Field. But nope, doesn't count. All right, move on from that one.
National League Central teams.
NL Central. That would be the Cardinals.
Got it. World Series. Oh, I'm going to skip that one. American League West team names.
Sorry, American League West team names.
Angels. All right. Team names that don't end in S. That's actually tough.
Yeah, that's a really tough one. Oh my god, I'm going through teams right now. So Blue Jays, Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Marlins, Cardinals, Athletics, Angels, Astros, Texas Rangers, Diamondbacks.
The only one I can think of,
Indians.
I thought of this before I saw the answers. I think there's only two. The Red Sox.
Oh, true. Ends in an X. And then the White Sox.
Yeah. I don't know why this isn't working.
Ran out of time.
Well, I guess that's the end.
That was not much time to get through those.
Yeah.
That's cheap. Red Sox and White Sox.
That was a good question, though.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'm still surprised that taking a hit by pitch is a strike.
I think that's only if you're, like, interfering with, like, how the ball's thrown. Like, if it's thrown as a strike.
Well, no, like,
you're, like, I'm thinking you're crowding the plate.
I've seen before. I saw it once in a high school game. Or, no, it was, like, a little Babe Ruth league. Where a kid literally just stood there, knew the ball was going to hit him, and didn't even attempt to get out of the way. And the umpire did not let him go to first. But I don't know if he called it a strike. Like, could that technically end up in a strikeout? You know what I mean?
I'm gonna look it up.
Like, two strikes, a ball gets thrown at you and you don't move. You strike out. It's crazy. Whoa, yeah, they're actually calling us. This is a game between Detroit and Washington.
It looks like Kinsler. Yeah. I don't know who he is. He plays for Detroit. Played for Detroit.
Ian Kinsler. He's a second baseman. I don't think he's with them anymore. I think so.
So it looks like the pitch was thrown. He swung.
Oh, yeah. yeah, that happens. If you swing, then it is a strike, but yeah, that's definitely the case. What about Brandon? Let's go. If I throw out a number, do you know the position that corresponds with?
Ooh, I could do some of them.
Okay. 7. Well, actually, let's start easy. Very good. He's thinking it through.
I used to know this. This is going to kill me. I want to say that it has to be like right field.
It's left field, but close enough. 1.
Pitcher.
2.
Catcher.
3.
First base.
Mm-hmm. 4.
Second base.
Yep. 5.
Third base.
Nice. 6.
Shortstop.
Mm-hmm. And then 8's middle. 8's center.
Center field.
And 9 is right field. What let me think. Some other random questions. I don't know. I don't really have anything else off the top of my head. That's a good question.
The
quiz,
internet
though.
Isn't really working that well, so. Yeah. Do you know when what the term for a strikeout is? Like if I was writing it on a score sheet or something?
Wait, you write a K.
Yeah. Do you know what the difference between a regular K and a backwards K is?
Yeah, backwards is looking, regular is swinging. You forget that I played baseball throughout high school.
I do. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't know this. Because I knew one of them was one way until like 2 years ago. And I was like, you know, which one's which? And then I looked it up and I remembered. Yeah. Well, now I haven't memorized because...
Do you know what an upside down K is?
Is that a balk?
Nope, it's still a K.
Why did they put it upside down then?
They don't. I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'd never seen that before.
No.
What would a balk be?
A balk isn't...
Like if I'm writing it down?
I think what you do is you draw... So like when you draw lines, you draw the line from first... Or from home to first for like a single or anything. And then I think you draw the person going from first to second and you just put a B. I think that's how it works. It doesn't happen that often. Certainly not in the major leagues.
Yeah, not in the major leagues. No. I don't think I've ever seen a balk or heard of a balk. I don't watch that much baseball.
I guess
professional, like you're very polished.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of times you see it in high school happen where guys just get flustered. Like they see someone trying to move as they're trying to pitch and then they just throw, like move their feet the wrong way or something like that.
Yeah, because like giving someone a run in the majors is, that's huge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a score immediately. It's just advance a base, but you can balk when someone's on third.
Like at the professional level, just giving someone extra bases.
Yeah. All right, I say we've been on the air for now an hour and 11 minutes. I say we probably play one more song, yeah.
That's what I'm feeling.
And then end it. Or maybe we do our sign off right now and then just let's play a song.
Or we just leave. What about we play Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Okay. Take Me Out to the Ball Game as our send-off song. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to Sunglasses After Classes. We really only have, what do we have, like 3 weeks left in the semester, so we'll probably have 3 more shows. We might squeeze in a random show during a random day of the week. Maybe a Friday night deal again. Not sure. I'm trying to get some people in here. But, again, tune in next week on Thursday. I say we pretty much set our official time to be 12 from now on. We've done this like 4 weeks in a row. And... thanks for listening. Hope you had a good time. Hope you learned something about baseball or about the U.S. And see you next week.
See you.
Kelly, Kelly, the baseball game. Knew the players, knew all their names. You could see how their everyday shout hooray when they play.
Her boy. boyfriend by the name of Joe said,
to Coney Isle, dear, we'll go.
Then Nellie started to fret and pout,
and to him I heard her shout,
hey, take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.